You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's always like my favorite when you come down here and hang out with me. It just makes my week.
Mine too. I want to just move in and hide.
And you guys should just see Barb today. I mean, she literally walked in looking like a kid. She has on like these really cute over-the-knee boots, which she says are just Zara, right?
They are, yeah.
They're really cute, the though. Zara. They're platform and super sexy, little tight jeans. And she's wearing a Prince logo t-shirt, which is like very cute.
It literally is a kid shirt.
And you have like no makeup on except for chapstick
and dirty
hair
because,
and you smell amazing.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
You're so damn cute. Always a feast for the eyes when she shows up.
Hello, Mrs.
So, okay, Barb, you have to listen to this.
I'm very excited to hear this. I can tell by your intro to it that it's going to be good.
Oh, my God. I don't know if it's good, if it's not good, but I want your opinion on it. I think it's kind of funny. But you know how, like, you get the occasional trolls on Instagram? Mm,
yes.
Right? So I got one yesterday. I got roped into one. Somebody left a nasty comment on one of Gilby's Instagram posts. But then took me down with it too and said something to the effect, yeah, and your dumbass wife who dresses inappropriately for her age.
I'm so glad you saved this.
So he says, your dumbass wife who dresses inappropriately for her age really needs to start dressing more appropriately because nobody needs to see that old lady stuff.
Okay.
So I read that and my first reaction was I canned myself laughing because
I had to.
Just like you did. I thought it was funny. And especially because yesterday when I read it was, which is when she commented, this pleasant lady, left her comment yesterday, which happened to be International Women's Day.
Right.
Right. So I was like, oh my God, what a fantastic way to support other women.
Unbelievable.
Why don't you just criticize them for being old? I mean, I don't deny that I'm getting up there in age and long in the tooth, but you don't have to criticize me for it. My God, if we all lucky, we all get old. And that's if we're lucky. So, you know, trolling like that, I don't really give a shit what people say.
Right.
It doesn't ever get under my skin. Like, I really don't care. I realize that I'm not everybody's cup of tea and that not everybody's going to love me. And that's fine. That's okay with me. I can live with that. And it doesn't really bother me. But when I thought about it, what bothered me was the notion that there is an age limit to what you should and shouldn't wear. You know, for me, that's like a hot button. That's like the minute someone fucking tells me I can't do something.
Oh, of course.
I want to do.
Totally.
I just get like obsessed with it. Then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go in my closet and find the shortest fucking skirt I have.
Tightest. Hervé Légère.
The most revealing shit I have is what I'm going to go put on right now. So I just kind of, you know, I thought that we should talk about that because that's like a real issue. Do women think like there's an expiration date on their fashion, on their clothes, on their closet, on like what they love to wear, on their look, on their style, on their, you know, everything, makeup, your hairstyle? I mean, I read an article the other day that said if you were wearing a side part in
that whole thing. Like, must be really slow news day,
right?
Was it Generation Z said you're old if you wear a side part?
If you used to wear a side part, you know, in the 80s, and you're wearing a side part now, you're too old to wear a side part. Something like that.
Okay.
Something like that. Which I just find that so offensive. what's your take on it? Let me hear what you have to say about that.
Well, I did ask you a while back because, you know, I consider you a stylist and a creative director and, yeah, you know, you get hired and get paid pretty big bucks to style these celebrities and these young it girls and musicians. So I wanted your opinion because, you know, there used to be this fashion rule that was when trends come around, if you wore them the first time they came around, when it comes back, because everything comes back, you can't wear it again.
Yeah.
And you had said to me, well, I don't understand the implication to that. I hadn't heard that. And is that like you're too old to wear it if you wore it the first time around?
Right.
And I think that's the implication. But my whole thing is, I mean, hey, let's ask Lizzo, right? I mean, that girl owns her... She loves herself and it is so gratifying. I mean, right, it is, as a fan, it's just like good for her. And I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily know if fashion should have rules. I mean, our mother's generation, there were so many rules. You can't wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah.
You can't wear skirts above the knee, you know, above the knee when you're after 40, nothing above the thigh when you're 30, like these crazy rules. But then you look at generations today and, you know, I'm sorry, I might be, and it's not just because we're both in our 50s, but 50 is like 30. We do not look, act, or feel like our moms did when they were 50, and their moms,
right,
they didn't feel that way when they were 50 that their moms felt. So I don't know if there should be rules. I mean, I don't know. I think if you feel good, I mean, even one of my girlfriends, one time we were shopping and she's like, we were looking at bathing suits and she was looking at one pieces and I was looking at bikinis and she's like, well, it's not like I'm going to be wearing bikinis anymore. I mean, I'm past that age of wearing bikinis. And I'm like, why? Look at Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like if you feel good and you own it, I don't think there should be rules. I mean, I love that Sophia Loren still wears tight dresses and, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah. I don't think there should be any rules. I mean, who are we to tell anybody what to do, how they should dress, how they should wear their hair, they should wear their makeup? Like, who the hell are we to judge? And you never know what's going on with people. Maybe somebody just feels good about themselves.
Right.
Why can't you just let that happen?
Right.
You know,
without,
why can't you just let someone feel good about themselves? Maybe they just woke up and went, you know, today is not such a bad day. I look good and I'm going to dress like I feel. And who the fuck are you to make them feel bad about themselves? Why would you want to do that?
Right.
Like, I just don't understand that mentality at all. Like, why can't you just live and let live? Like, why do you have to have an opinion on that? And it just, it rubbed me so wrong because it's bigger than what this troll said, because believe me, she said other really mean things.
No, but it is internet. It was International Women's Day yesterday, and it is Women's History Month. And so it's a really cool thing for us to discuss because
as we're aging,
right,
it's a real thought. Because, I mean, listen, do I ever go in my closet and look at something and go, shit, I wish I could wear that again? Yeah, I do. I do. There are moments where I look at stuff and go, damn it, I want to wear that again.
But it's not because your age. It's because you don't feel like you might look the same way in it. Or maybe it wouldn't accentuate what you feel good about now. And it was a different time then. Or,
yeah.
I mean, I don't necessarily... I mean, I
have my insecurities. Don't get me wrong. I have.
We all do.
We all do. I mean, and I have my moments where I, you know, want to wear something and go, okay, maybe that ship has sailed. Maybe I shouldn't be wearing that anymore. And I do have those moments, but those moments are few and far between for me because I'm not a rule follower when it comes to dressing myself.
Right.
I like to wear what makes me feel good. And I dress for myself. I don't dress for anybody else.
Right.
I dress for whatever makes me feel good at the moment, whatever I feel comfortable in. And, you know, there are moments where I feel great in a pair of painted on skin tight, you know, jeans.
Yeah.
There are moments where I'll wear a latex dress. that I have to put lube on to wiggle my way into.
Good for you.
And then there are moments where I don't want to wear any of that. And I kind of want to hide because I'm a woman and we go through our ups and downs with right. our figures and our moods and how we feel. But for me, what was the biggest takeaway from that comment, and I thank you, whoever you are, for bringing this to my attention.
Yeah, I agree.
For trolling
giving us something to talk about.
Yeah, giving us something to talk about and trolling me. It pisses me off that as a woman that likes to take care of herself
right.
and likes to, well, I don't like to work out, but I work out because it makes me feel better. It makes me feel stronger, healthier, and makes me look better. For somebody to then turn around and say to me, you shouldn't wear that anymore. No one wants to see your old lady parts. Is just so wrong on so many levels. But it's such a bigger picture to me than just that troll, though. It's the mentality that's out there.
Right.
Is that what's really out there? Are people looking at women, let's say over 30, over 40, over 50, and saying, you know, you should hide now. You shouldn't be so sexual. You shouldn't be so sexy. You shouldn't be so visible. Like, that's really fucked up.
It is fucked up. I think that, well, obviously some of this, the trolling and the comments, that stems from jealousy. We all know that. But
besides that, I think there's a greater outlook out there.
I agree.
Of people that think that.
I mean, I think that sometimes I'll look at someone and I'll feel that something looks too young for them because of their height or their body proportion, or it just doesn't fit them as a person, not fit them like the way they fit in the size. I mean, fit yeah. them is like, it seems weird to me. Like, I have one of my sisters is 5'10" and she's got a body that's like, I mean, people pay for, she has weight in all the right places and none where she, I mean, she's just
lucky duck.
She's like penthouse pet material, but wow. au naturel. Nothing has been done. But because she's so much taller and ganglier and bigger, like when that style was in years ago with the baby doll socks, mm-hmm. like she looked very out of place with them on because she's was a taller girl and she just, it didn't fit her. She wasn't petite in the sense that like it worked for her personality. But I don't think there should be rules because I feel like all of us should subscribe to feeling the best we can about ourselves. And yeah. if the way to express ourselves is by wearing something that makes us feel really good, I don't think it matters what your age is.
Yeah, I mean if you don't like days, it, look away.
I mean these days I can't tell a lot of times when someone is 25 or up to 55. Yeah. I mean, there are young girls that look so much older than their age.
Right.
And then there are older women or you know, that right. look so young. And I think ageism is just mind-blowing to me.
It's mind-blowing. It really is. It's just, I don't get it. It's like, is J-Lo wrong for wearing like a sexy leotard and that's cut right up her gorgeous ass and right. thigh high boots on stage, shaking it and feeling good? I think that's so inspiring.
It's so inspiring. It's, and that's so what I was going to say. Like, there's a lot of women, me included, who look at you and your body and go, that is inspirational to me. And I want to see you wearing low cut tops and your bikini. And I've actually bought them for you because I appreciate seeing you in them. But I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, I can honestly say, I can sit here and honestly say that I'm not a jealous person. I don't
know.
I've never been jealous of someone's things, their materialistic things or their bodies or what they, I'll look at someone and say, wow, like that's inspirational to me.
Yeah,
or
me too.
I would love to wear that outfit or look that way. But it's a bygone era of rules like that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think that, you know, things go in cycles. So it's like, you know, some generations are super progressive and they feel like, you know, more, you know, and other generations are more conservative and then, you know, so I think conservatism has a lot to do with it too, but it has a lot to do with the way people feel about themselves.
Totally.
And then they project, you know, and, but as far as fashion rules, I mean, I don't feel like you should have to cut your hair. I can't even tell you the amount of people that were like, oh, well, you know, I have to get my hair cut, my hair, like, okay. I mean, we all need a haircut because of COVID and none of us have been, but I'm like, oh, you have to have a haircut. It's like, why do you have to? Why do you have to start wearing stretch pants and cut your hair above your shoulders? And, you know, the collars have to come up to your neck.
I mean, it's whatever suits you. It's like whatever you feel good about is the way I think of it. Like, I don't think that there should be any kind of rules. I feel like, hey, if you work hard on your body and you feel good about it and you want to wear something tight or something revealing, God bless you. Do it. Do it. Because you know what?
Totally.
If it makes you feel good, go for it. If someone doesn't like it, don't look. Hey, guess what? Totally. If you don't like the way I dress, why are you following me on Instagram?
Right.
Stop following me. Don't look. Look away.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't care. It's fine. I mean,
we got a negative comment. I was looking at our reviews for Honest AF Show the other day, and we've always had a 5.0. We have now a 4.8. So I was like, okay. So let me look and see what
brought us down.
Yeah. So someone from Canada, or they say they're from Canada, gave us a negative review and said that when we had Joyce on, you and I spent so much time praising her for being so thin, and that we were totally, like, you know, discriminatory toward women that aren't really super thin. And she said that she gasped because one of us, and I know it was me, mentioned that, you know, I can't eat breakfast because if I eat early, then I'm hungry all day. And I thought to myself, like, how dare they? First of all, obviously, if they're a big fan of Joyce's, they would see her. And visually, it's kind of hard to be in a room with her and not talk about what she looks like.
She's not thin. She is... Va-va-voom. She is vivacious.
She's perfection, in my opinion.
She has it in all the right areas.
And her face is so beautiful. Yeah. And she's so lovely. And we're
more about just being positive with other women.
Absolutely.
We're all about pumping other women and being positive about other women. We're not about, you know.
She did just have her fourth child.
Yes.
And I just think that people have a little bit too much to say when
it comes to women. Because do they say this to men?
No.
You know, that's the thing. It's like, no. Would you ever say to a man, hey, start dressing appropriately
for your hair. Take those earrings out. Button your shirt. I mean, I might say that to Yngwie, but I wouldn't say that to many men. But no.
But I think people are fun. You know, it's like, I like people that are colorful.
We totally love eccentric.
Yeah, I love eccentric dressers and colorful people. And I mean, you just have to, like,
shit, the world would be so boring if we all wore uniforms.
Serious. There's worse problems out there. My God, there are way worse problems for you to get angry about me revealing a little bit of cleavage. For fuck's sake, look away if you don't like it.
I mean, I don't subscribe to that. I definitely, you know, I don't wear white jeans because I don't like white jeans. I feel like I look like I'm working at, I was an optical assistant when I was a kid and I'd wear nurse's uniform. So that's white shoes and white pants make me feel like I'm wearing a uniform.
Like you're working.
I'm going to work in an ice cream shop or something. But
I love an all white look, especially when I'm tan.
You know me, I have no business wearing white because I wear white for 1 minute and I've
got chocolate.
Well, that's true. But I have no business wearing white though. I'm not ladylike enough to wear white. I get something on me no matter what.
Oh, I always do too.
Randy loves white. You love white.
I do.
I appreciate other people in white. I don't like it for me. That doesn't mean that it should be a fashion rule.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, I just, isn't that like, an oxymoron fashion rule?
Yeah, it should not be a rule. It should just be whatever you like, whatever makes you feel good. Hey, whatever floats your boat, I don't care.
That's like saying there should be rules on music. Like, did they break a music rule? It's like, it's subjective. It's whatever turns you on.
And everybody's an individual. Like, I a lot of times, like, this is what I'm guilty of. I never look at anybody and think, oh God, they shouldn't wear that. But like in a negative way, I think to myself, oh God, they should be sexier. They should dress sexier. They have a hot body. You know, like they should show more.
Zach always says, one of the things I love about you since you and Daniela have become so close is that you wear much tighter jeans. And it was so funny because when I first met you, you would always say to me, those jeans, they're too big. You need to get down. And Zach always laughs. He's like, thank God for Daniela telling you that your jeans are too big because he hates baggy
jeans.
I just
feel like, you know, and that's just me. I mean, you take it or leave it, who cares? But I mean, that's just me. I love women's bodies. Uh-huh. And I just think that women should show them off. I like all the curves. I like big, small, whatever. I don't care. I love it. And I think that confidence is the sexiest thing you could possibly ever wear.
100%. There is, right? I mean, we all know people that walk into a room that might not be classically beautiful or refined, but they love themselves so much and it becomes,
they exude that confidence that it really convinces you
without a doubt.
Not that they need to convince you, but I remember years ago I was in my early 30s and I was working, I was doing a fashion show for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, and I was working with a fairly big stylist, and I was wearing like a really short mini skirt, mm-hmm. like a denim, short denim mini skirt with like a cute pair of like scrunchy boots. And I was running around, you know, trying to dress the models, whatever. And he looked at me and he goes, honey, after 30, the hemline's got to drop. And by the way, it's bangs or Botox. Figure it out. And I was like so appalled and so taken aback. I was just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I
was in my 30s and in my early 30s. And I looked good in that fucking mini skirt. Rocked it.
Yeah.
I was happy about it. And then he kind of depressed me. But I decided at that point, yes, I agree. Botox all the way.
I was going to say, yeah, well, I get that.
Yeah, bangs or Botox. Okay.
We talked about that before. Could you imagine it coming of age before Botox was available to us?
I'm like, hell no. God, hell no. God bless the people that invented Botox.
And God bless the people that love themselves without Botox. We're not saying that, good for you.
This is just for me. This is what I like. Yeah. I like Botox. So, yeah, I said, okay, Botox it is, but mini skirts, I mean, as long as I can rock them, I'll wear them. I mean, not that I rock them anymore, but back then I did. I liked them.
Oh my God, but Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Just turned,
like Jane
Fonda.
What
did she just turn, 82 or 83?
That photo shoot she did, she looked amazing.
Her legs, I was going to say, and she had, she had shorter hemmed pant on. And I looked at her legs and I'm like, you know, they always say the legs are the last to go. Like people have good legs for like the longest time or whatever. Ivana Trump always had like incredible legs. And she would always say like, as long as I have good legs, I'm going to wear short, short hemlines.
Why not?
And I looked at Martha Stewart's legs the other day and I'm like, I know 20-year-olds that would kill to have her body and her legs, and good for her.
Like, I think it's so inspiring. I love seeing that.
You and I send each other, we either link to each other or send each other photos of like, you find us a lady of like older than us, like the decades old, and that still looks amazing. We constantly are like, I mean, look at this inspiration. I mean, Jane Fonda, Susan Lucci, Sophia Loren, who's going to be 90.
Yeah.
Funny, I brought the Vanity Fair because she did the Proust questions in the back, Sophia Loren, and I was going to talk to you about some of those, the questions that she answered, which I thought were fabulous. But I appreciate, I mean, I'm fortunate because my husband has always had a thing for older women.
Yeah.
And all of the pinups and the women that he loved when he was a young kid, he still thinks are like yeah. the hottest thing in the world. Yeah. And would he, I would be, you can never say never, because who knows, but I would be in shock if I were to pass away tomorrow and he'd be with the younger girl. He'd be with J-Lo or Forward, because yeah. that's what turns him on. So yeah. I'm fortunate that it's not where his eyes go, but he and I even appreciate it. He'll be like, oh my God, did you see Martha Stewart? She was so beautiful, you know? And I'm like, she is so gorgeous. And my mother was a really beautiful woman. Yeah. And
my mom dressed sexy for a really long time too. Like now my mom is in her early 70s, but she dressed sexy for, I mean, I think she still would. I look at pictures of like Halle Berry is in her 50s.
And on her Instagram, by the way, there hasn't been a post that she's made in like, I don't know, 2 years that she's not in a bathing suit.
In a bikini. I mean,
skateboarding.
Why not?
Good for her.
Yeah. Why the hell not? I mean, yeah. She looks amazing. And if as long as you feel good about it. And, you know, some people have like battled with weight loss all their life and are finally at a place where they feel good about themselves. Yeah. Fucking rock that bikini, bitch. Go out there.
Without a doubt.
You know, why not? I just feel like, who are we as a society to even judge or say that someone in their 50s needs to go hide themselves under a muumuu somewhere? I mean, give me a fucking break.
You know, I think it really has a lot to do with your upbringing and like the things that were kind of like the seeds that were planted when you yeah. were younger. Or if you heard your mother say, oh my God, like, you know, I have to get a haircut. My birthday's coming or what have you. I mean, it goes back to a lot of the things that we've talked about so many times where like, you know, different generations, different things, you mm-hmm. know, like they used to, I've heard so many times in my life with my older sisters and like their friends or my mother's generation, they talked about menopause. Like it was like, literally you are ready for, you know, a couple years after that birthday, you're 6 feet under. And it's like so far from the truth. Mm-hmm. And I just think that if you feel good, and even with young girls, like if they feel, I mean, look at Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't be caught dead in a miniskirt right now.
And that's fine.
God
that's
bless her.
Yeah, that's her. You know, that's her style. I love her style. I think she's so cute.
I think
I just
she's
watched
amazing.
That documentary. It was awesome.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm looking forward to it. But
yeah,
she's
really
incredible
good.
And good for her. That's how she expresses herself.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think clothing is just an expression of yourself.
Totally.
And so if you feel like you want to express yourself in a mini skirt or a low cut shirt, or you want to wear a neck buttoned all the way up, like good for you.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's more important that you express yourself and you have an identity than to just be, I would much prefer someone being eccentric and having their own unique style than everybody wearing the same
uniform.
I mean, that's so boring.
Yeah, and it's, you know, so boring. And plus it's like, I just feel like you don't know what other people are going through and what it took for them to get out of bed in the morning and get dressed and present themselves, you know, and for you to tear someone down because of that is just, you know, that's just wrong. And
hello,
so appalling.
We're all aging every day. So I don't care if you're 25 years
old. And aging is a privilege if you're lucky.
Someday you will be on Instagram, maybe, or there won't be Instagram. It'll be some kind of other whatever space age thing. And that person who trolled you is going to have a birthday and go, you know, hopefully they'll feel good about themselves, which obviously they're an unhappy person right now. And it happens to all of us. There's nothing we could do about it. No one can stop time. It would be great if we could, or maybe it wouldn't, but hello, you know, it's just
be you, live in your authentic self. And
I mean, you have a daughter and I have a daughter, and it's like, we would never tell our daughters you know, oh, my daughter's going to be 29. I would never say to her, oh, your 20s are almost over. You better do this, that, or the other.
Chip,
it's like,
chop.
who would ever?
Yeah. I mean, I know whenever Frankie shows me something, she's like, oh, what do you think of this hairstyle? Should I dye my hair this color? Like, should I put in pink and orange and this? Now I'm like,
go for it.
Do it all. Do it all. Right? Live it up. Do what you want.
The
have
funny
fun.
Thing is I think that,
life's
you know,
serious.
Zach
serious.
And I always, we always laugh because we're like, our kids are so straight. and they're so good. Yeah. And they've gone into, like, you know, they really excelled in school and everything. We're like, that's how you rebel when your parents are, like, fucked up. Yeah. You become really conservative become straight. And straight. You your parents square. Are crazy. It's yeah. like, how do you rebel against rock and roll parents? We go to college and get, you know, get on the dean's list. And,
that's what Frankie you know, always used to say, too, because when she went away to college, she would come home on the weekends. Every weekend she would rush home. And her friends would always be like, why do you go home? We're going to have this raging party and you miss all the hangs. And why would you want to go home to your folks? And she's like, oh, you don't understand what goes on at my house.
My house is way more exciting than what's going on here in this she's dorm.
Like, she's like, people don't understand why I want to run home all the time. She's like, but they haven't grown up in the same environment. And she's like, I have nothing to rebel against. She goes, you guys have exposed me to everything already. She goes, it's like more fun for me to be at home than it is for me to be at school.
I mean, could you imagine, like, Zach and I come from, Zach always says, Ozzy Osbourne University. We had Ozzy and Sharon as role models. You know, you're like supermodels and Guns N' Roses. And, you know, like, how could we even embrace fashion rules? Like,
right.
It's just not even, you
it's
know.
It's not even in our DNA. No, that is just like against our religion.
It's like a foreign language. Yeah. It's like, you're not even talking to us in the same language.
Yeah, I mean.
You may as well be speaking Greek to me because
You're talking to the girl that got banned from British Airways for the little short shorts I was wearing and supposedly offending the staff with when I was in my 20s on tour with GNR. I think I told you that story before.
No.
It is the craziest story. I was on a, we were flying from England back to Los Angeles. We were on tour somewhere. This was in the early 90s. And we had pretty much rented out the entire first class cabin with the band and our crew. And I went walking on in my 22-year-old body with a pair of hot pants on and like little cut-off jean shorts and huge platforms and probably a t-shirt that was tied in a knot at my waist. Sat down and the flight took off and the flight attendant comes up to me and says, excuse me, madam, but could you put on a pair of pants? So basically I've been offending my whole life. So I looked at her and I was like, a pair of pants? No, I don't have a pair of pants with
the
me
pilot
right now.
Can't fly the plane because he's too busy looking behind him.
She said, well, your outfit is a little bit offensive to the staff.
Oh my God.
And in first class, we're going to have to ask you to dress appropriately. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I don't have anything with me. It's all packed in my luggage down below. And this is all I have. And she said, well, then we're going to ask you to not leave your seat. You're going to have to stay in your seat and put a blanket over your lap. And I was dying because while they were worried about my little outfit offending them, there was a mountain of blow
of
like
course.
You can't imagine
I can't
in
even.
Their bathroom.
Oh my God.
So they were caring way too much about my outfit and had no idea.
So you were a decoy.
It's like,
get Danielle to put on those hot pants so we could go back and do some drugs and nobody will notice.
They were really barking up the wrong tree. I was the least of their worries. But
I do not even.
It was unreal. And it was so funny because everybody was so hammered. Meanwhile, I was like so straight edge. I wasn't even, you know, I wasn't drinking.
No, you
I didn't
and Gilby
do drugs,
never
nothing.
Really, no.
So I was like sitting in my seat. Everybody around me is wasted. And high and she's concerned with my shorts.
That's so funny.
So yeah, I've been offending for quite a long time.
Yeah, well, good for you.
And I'm not
hope
about
you continue to
stop anytime
do so.
Soon.
Good for you. Yeah. I mean, yeah. We didn't get Frankie B jeans out of nowhere. I
yeah,
mean,
they, like, exactly. Come on, guys.
They
get
were
with
like
the program.
The
Have some
sexiest
fun.
Jeans in the, on the planet. But, you know, it goes back to our relationships, too. I mean, if I cut my hair back in a Dorothy Hamill that I got punished for in sixth grade. In sixth sixth grade, I got in trouble. I don't remember what I did. I mouthed off to my mother and she made me get my hair cut, and she cut my hair in the Dorothy
Hamill. My mother cut my hair like a boy too.
But yeah, it was awful. And, and people would say, he needs to. And I'd be like, I'm a girl. And I'm like, oh my God. Like I wanted to, my mother, I was like never getting my hair cut short again since then. It's my total rebellion. But it's funny because if I were to like dress super conservatively and cut my hair really short, my husband would probably not be able to keep his hands off of me because he'd think I was like doing some sort of cosplay role playing thing. Because whenever I put my glasses on, he's like, yeah, he'll find a way to turn it into something else. But he always say, like, he'll see TV shows and he'll be like, come on, she's still so hot. Why is she like, who's making her dress that way? Why? Like, yeah. And I think
did you see Jamie Lee Curtis actually on the Golden Globes with her low-cut dress?
I didn't see the whole thing. I was,
Amazing.
She's always looked incredible.
Her body is crazy, but she looked amazing. Short, her hair was short and gray, probably hardly any makeup on. The girls were out. The tits were out. And
she's got
great.
An incredible body.
Yeah, look great.
But I mean, you know, you look at any like Susan Sarandon or all these women who are just free spirits who just, you know, are feeling themselves. Good for you.
Yeah, you go for it. That's our PSA for today.
Yes. Yes.
If you feel it, go for it.
That's not to say that there isn't such thing as bad dressing.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think that there should be fashion rules.
Oh, trust me. Yeah. Trust me. I give people mental fashion citations all the time. But I mean, I think in this world that we live in, things are so serious and so difficult that if you want to have a little fun with your clothes, if I can go for it, who cares?
I mean, come on now.
Anybody can't handle it. That's their own problem.
Exactly.
That's how
right.
I see it.
And I'll tell you one thing. I love the power of either muting somebody on social media or just going blocked. It's
actually,
like the
I'm grateful though.
Power.
I'm grateful I read that because I think it's a topic that is worth discussing.
Well, I think this person needs to understand that now they unleash something in you. So God only knows what your next designs are going to be.
Yeah,
it's
unfollow me now. Yeah. Unfollow me now because you're about to get really offended.
Yes, you're gonna lose your mind when you see that she's doing like assless jeans.
Oh my God, assless jeans. Bob, you're a genius. all right, which brings us to, should we do a Dear Daniela?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so let's do a Dear Daniela because it's that time of our show. And we got one of our listeners whom we love, Jose.
Oh, we love you, Jose.
Yes. So Jose wants to know, he says, I have a Dear Daniela question. I'm trying to build up my skin routine and I need help. How do you build a skin routine up? Please help. And he's a man. So Barb, this is for you.
You know, Jose, I think that you have to know your skin type, right? So men, you also, I mean, I know Jose, so he shaves, so he's got those issues too. So, I mean, it all starts with a cleanser. You need something most likely... Everyone could use a Cetaphil or something gentle like that. Mm-hmm. He's probably not having issues with having to remove makeup, so he could probably use something really gentle. I would say, obviously, something like Cetaphil or CeraVe or something like that that I would want my sons to use as a face wash or my husband. If you have acne or clogged pores, you could do something a little bit more aggressive with maybe a scrub in it. For younger, like if you're 35 and under and you have problematic skin, Proactive's skin wash is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But obviously you start with a skin wash, find something that you like.
Gilby likes some, he uses Kiehl's products.
Kiehl's are amazing.
Yeah, he uses a facial fuel.
Our friend Phil does too. He loves Kiehl's.
He uses a facial fuel to wash his face. And by the way, he would wash his face with petrol or what do you call it? Gasoline. If he could. But I buy him Kiehl's and he likes it.
It might be a good exfoliant.
I mean, the guy looks young. He doesn't fucking age. His skin is so good.
He's like Dick Clark.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Absolutely.
It's really weird. I never quite understand how
I
he
think
looks
it's that Mediterranean skin. You know, anyone that has that ethnicity, like Italian or Greek or anyone from that part of the world, you have this, you know, it might have been the bane of your existence when you're younger because you're a little oily. But as you get older,
it works in your favor.
Anyone with an ethnic background like Latino or yes. Latina, it definitely helps you to look youthful for a long time.
Right.
African American, Jamaican, I mean, people with a lot of melanin in their skin tend to look youthful for a really long time. Yeah. And I think that's part of it with Gilby
for
is
sure.
that Italian, you know, that Italian hair and the skin.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But I mean, look at Sophia Loren. I would start with a face wash and then everyone, man, women, I don't care what your age is, after you're like 18 or 19 years old, you need some sort of eye cream or gel, mm-hmm. something around your eyes. There's, oh my God, there's so many good products out there. But like Oil of Olay has incredible entry level products all the way to like super emollient products. And you could get them at Walgreens or Rite Aid.
For men too?
Great. It's great. You don't need to, I mean, here's the thing with men's lines. There are some things that are really geared toward men, like mm-hmm. beard wash yeah. and beard oils and stuff yeah. like that. But for the most part, men's skin, you don't need a different line. You yeah. could use a unisex line or, you know, something that's good for all sexes and stuff. But and then if it's during the day, you 100% need a sunscreen.
Sunscreen, yeah.
And I don't care how dark you are, how light you are. I don't care what part of the world you're from. We all need it because skin cancer does not discriminate.
Yeah.
Anybody can get it. So, and it's not just for wrinkling, although obviously for vanity's sake, it is for wrinkling, but skin cancer is a serious thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. People need to take it more seriously. And then if you have redness, because a lot of men, my husband, Zach, has rosacea because of he's Irish. So Irish, English, Scottish, people from, you know, that have those backgrounds yeah. tend to get really red, especially mm-hmm. around their nose and stuff, above the lips or in the mouth area. There are tons of amazing products for rosacea. If you had something like that, you put on mm-hmm. some sort of serum or something. Mm-hmm. And then at night,
like tea tree oil too is
amazing. And yeah. tea tree oil is also amazing for your scalp.
Mm-hmm.
And the same rules apply for men, Jose. If you are putting it on your face, you should also be putting it on your neck. Men, especially, your chests are out a lot. Mm-hmm. Your chest, your shoulders. And for men with short hair,
their ears.
Don't forget the back of your ears because they're mm-hmm. finding a lot of cancer in men on their ears.
Wow.
All the places that stick out, your ears, your nose.
Yeah.
Those are the things yeah. you really need to pay particular attention to. And then because men don't wear makeup generally on a daily basis, I mean, some do. We're in the rock and roll world, so some of the men that we know do. But if you want a little bit of color, I would tell my man or any man that wanted, you know, we all seem, most of us feel really
good. If you
really
just want to tone down the redness around your nose,
take a little bit of that Isle of Paradise or some sort of tinted
moisturizer or yeah, tinted sunblock.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it'll give you just that little bit of a, you know, an edge and you'll feel really good. And then at night, same thing, really, truly wash your face before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just make it part of your routine when you brush your teeth, wash your face, your yeah. hands, put, you know, wash your face and then throw some sort of moisturizer on. I put Augustinus Bader all over Zach at night, but he would never do it for himself. But I mean, any kind of like our skin regenerates in our sleep when we mm-hmm. sleep.
Yeah.
So that's the time to put something active on.
Should men exfoliate, do you think?
Without a doubt. I mean, yeah. if they shave, they are exfoliating.
Right,
so
right.
they need to protect themselves afterward. And after shave, you know, witch hazel and stuff, yes, it'll close your pores, but it will burn you. There are tons of really much milder
yeah.
Products out there these days. A lot of people don't exfoliate enough on their own. So yeah, and like I said, if you have acne-prone skin, use some sort of scrub.
We should do a segment on that and like find some really cool products for men that we
yeah.
can kind of talk about and showcase.
Yeah.
Cool. So
that's what I would say.
There you go, Jose. Hope that helps you.
Yeah.
And then we have another. Should we do another Dia Danielle or
yeah,
save it for next time
for
and then do our bag of tricks?
I'm up for another Dear Daniela.
Okay.
Always good.
So let's do another Dear Daniela. This one came from a listener. Her name's Amanda. And she said, "Hi, Barbara Ann. I would love to ask yourself and Daniela a question. So some years ago now, I heard about a rock star wife who was backstage with her hubby when a groupie came along and pushed her aside, trying to come onto her husband right in front of her. I wonder if that kind of thing has ever happened with you ladies. And if so, how did you react? I think and I hope I know what your answers will be." "Keep up the great podcast. Love them, from Amanda in the UK."
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda, for that question. So has that ever happened with you?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course it has.
Somebody wanted to see what was under Zach's kilt.
Yes, exactly right. You know, Zach, if I'm there, he will like pull my hand and introduce me to the forward lady. And I've had men do it to me where they're dying to get to him and they're kind of just, I've had another rock star do that to me because he wanted to get to my husband and like kind of just dismissed me and pushed me aside. And
I thought you were going to say you had a rock star hit on you.
I have had that happen to me too. But we have stories.
Yeah, we've got lots of stories.
I've had that happen too. And of course my husband got all excited about that. He thought it was great.
But I never told my husband about it because that would not be good.
Yeah, our husbands are not alike in that department. Yeah. But you know, Zach usually will like pull me and introduce me to them. And then I know it's like him, like, you know, he's totally terrified of me and of what's gonna, you know, what's about to transpire. Usually I just think like the best thing I could do in that situation is like, "Hi, so nice to meet you. It's so cool that you're a fan." And, you know, and then it just kind of like they end up liking me and they don't want to. And that kind of diffuses the whole situation. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. One time in particular that sticks out in my mind is we were actually at an award show and we were leaving. We had been there all night and we were on our way out, and this young girl comes running over to us and she runs up to Gilby and she says, and I'm on his arm. I've got like, you know, my hand is through his arm. And she says to him, "I have been waiting till I turn 21 for you."
Oh my goodness.
And it was just my birthday a week ago. And he turns around and he looks at me and he goes, "What does she want from me?"
I love Gilby.
And then he goes, "You know what? Just talk to my wife. I don't know what you want." And I just looked at her and went, "Yeah, exactly. Knock yourself out. Bye." But yeah, it happens. It happens a lot, actually. Girls do hit on him quite a bit. I think in my younger days, I was a little bit more volatile about it.
And, I mean, and I can't I say like that when it. I was 18, I wasn't.
Yeah, I was a little bit more volatile about it. I would just, you know, I'd get really pissed. But now I feel like, hey.
Have to him.
Yeah. Well, just give him a little attention. It's nice. It's cute. You know,
it's his birthday. Make him feel good.
Well, I mean, the poor guy has been married for eons. Let him have a little attention elsewhere. That's fine with me.
Zach now, he will say, like, if he gets some kind of like really like intense comment from some woman in his Instagram or Facebook, he'll take a screenshot and send it to me and write, "Did you write this about me?" And I'm like, "No, but how sweet is that, sweetheart, that someone like really fancies you that way? Good for you, babe. Knock yourself out."
I just think, like, I mean, I wonder if we would feel differently if we were threatened. Like, if we felt like this girl, okay, this might be the girl that could, you know.
I don't know, because I feel like no one wants to be cheated on and no one wants to be in that position. But I'll tell you right now, if they act on it, you can have them.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can have them. Yeah. I'd be fine not having to, like, you know, clean up after you anymore or, you know, clean up after your hoarding. You knock yourself out if you're going to go there. When I was
Did
younger.
Did you have to say that while I was taking a sip of water because I almost spat my water out on the microphone?
Zach did that to me the other day. He made me laugh about something. I don't remember what it was, but I literally choked on my coffee. I almost died.
My God.
I spit it all over my carpet. it. I'm like, great, coffee. The one thing that you can barely get out of anything.
Oh,
but,
my God.
So funny. But no, I don't. But when I was really young, when he first got the gig with Ozzy, there were a couple of moments where I definitely got.
The models. Yeah, the models were the ones that pissed me off.
There weren't that many models around Ozzy Osbourne.
There were a lot of fucking models around Axl.
Yes, I we had the same manager. I remember those days.
Yep. Wait, who was the manager?
Doug Goldstein.
Doug Goldstein. Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if it was the one.
The one that sells Bentleys.
Yeah.
The car salesman.
Barb really likes him a lot. Can you tell? Tell us how you really feel, Barb. Okay. So do you have a Barb's bag of tricks for us now?
I do. And again, it's not as naughty as I always love them to be. I do have some things on the way to do for the next Barb's bag of tricks if it gets here in the mail. But
I don't know how much naughtier we can get in a Barb's bag of tricks. My God, there's
some file cabinet in my closet that Zach calls the X Files.
Oh dear.
It has a lock and key, which Zach has the key with him at all. And it has like, because I was thinking the other day, if our kids find these things, they're going to be like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
I think like you guys need to like amend your will. God forbid anything ever happens to the two of you, you should like make it so that either me or Randy or Arlene or your sister has to take it out of the house before the kids get to it. Oh my God.
Actually, Ray is so not. Haley Ray is so not. She's
you
not
traumatize
shy.
Them for the rest of their fucking lives.
The boys, for sure.
Oh,
Ray
God.
Is not. It's so funny because she's so open and she's not at all. Like, she thinks it's funny. She wouldn't be.
Oh my God.
She'll share things with me that I'm like, okay, I don't think we should be having this conversation. Yeah. So I could always tell her to cut. But yeah, no, it's going to be in my will. I'm going to have to go.
Please get over their stat before the kids get to the X-Files.
So last week, when you and I did Honest AF by ourselves, we were talking a lot about subscriptions.
Right.
And I do have a subscription that I didn't talk about. COVID.
You have a subscription of vibrators?
Yes. No. Actually, they keep asking me to get one, but I don't have one.
All right, today
Tracy Cox,
one.
You need to start that one. You need to start a subscription service. Since COVID, I've been basically doing my own hair. And I've been doing friends and family's hair forever. I'm like a frustrated, illegal colorist forever. But I can only do my hair, my part, my crown, and around my face. But I'm not like, I need to go to my girl who's amazing to do the back. But when we went on the second lockdown, I thought, you know what? I need to be able to do my roots. And the stuff that I was getting on the shelves in the store is great. There's some great products and there's some intense products. Those products that get your kids those manic panic and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They really are like serious.
Yeah.
But I felt like the stuff that I was buying was like lifting off my roots in like 2 weeks time, like as if it was a temporary color.
Right.
And so I saw an ad, probably Instagram again, for eSalon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's another company too called Madison Reed. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so it's a subscription hair color service, right? Mm-hmm. And I started, look, it even comes with your name on it.
We made this just for you,
Barbara Ann Wild.
Cute.
And you fill out this little questionnaire. It's really super simple. You upload a photo of yourself with the color that you want your hair to be. And if it's your roots that you currently like and you just want to cover gray or do your roots, you send them a picture of your current hair or what you like or want. And then you answer a couple of questions like, does your hair tend to go red? Do you have gray? Do you want it to be something that washes out so that they know the formula? And they send you a little kit, and the first one.
Oh, that's so clever.
Yeah, it's so cool.
How do companies do that? How are they able to?
I have to be honest with you.
It's incredible.
This is the best match for my roots that I have ever had.
Wow.
Bar my incredible colorist, they added a few things to my color in the formula, and I know color, so I know what they've. They added some things that I didn't think to do,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't gotten any red, which is like the bane of my existence for me.
Yeah.
I don't want red in my blonde. I like it on other people. Please don't take offense if you like strawberry blonde hair. It's just not for me. So they make a formula and they send it to you and you could choose, do you need it every 5 weeks? Do you need it every 4 weeks? Do you want to color your whole hair? Because then it's a larger quantity. Do you want to just do your roots? So I told them I'm light on my ends and I just want to cover my roots. And it's really cool because not the first one you get comes with like kind of like the bouquet box. Right. The first one comes with the tools, right? So it comes with the brush, the little container that you mix color in. Gloves. It comes with clips and it teaches you how to separate your hair to make it so foolproof easy. They literally show you how to part it.
Wow, that's so incredible.
Yeah, and then afterwards, your subsequent ones will come with the directions and it'll just come with the dye. And like mine says specifically to me, do not get on your ends, cover your ends with some sort of, you know, oil or moisturizer or conditioner. And then it tells me like, okay, so...
Wow, this is so cool.
It's so cool. Part your hair into four sections, use the clips, start at the base because that takes the longest to change it. They even send you a little timer,
so
you know, it tells you 35 minutes, press
this
the button.
This is a really nice little...
It is so great. It's so inexpensive. It's like, I don't know, $28 the first one. But I just do, granted, I only do my roots.
That's so much cheaper than going to a salon every few weeks.
And it's custom. And I have to be honest with you, it is so good and it makes your hair so shiny. And it was so funny because my root color is very similar to the color that we do Zach's beard. So I had so much left over. I did his beard with my root color. I did it at the same time and it covered his beard, which the texture of, you know, beards and mustaches is so coarse. And it covered the gray. It looks so incredible. It makes your hair so shiny. So I'm a huge fan of this. You can go online to eSalon.com and check it out. I highly recommend this. This is a really good one. Wow. The Madison Reed one, I have not done their subscription, but I've bought Madison Reed products to do balayage through COVID at Ulta, and it's really nice as well. But this,
I love how personalized that is. Like, it really is like they
so great.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And they'll even send you an email like 2 weeks before and say, we're going to start to get your kit together for March 1st. Is there anything that you'd like to change? How do you feel about the last, you know, kit we sent you? Do you still just want to do your roots or do you want to bring the color all the way down? And I mean, just incredible. And
that's so clever.
This is so amazing. And I think this is going to be one of those things that through COVID, granted, I'll still go to my incredible colorist. Kylie is amazing. I will still go to her. And like I said, I can't do the back. She trims my hair. She styles my hair. She colors it incredible. And she tones it down when I've gone a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I will probably do this every other time when I just need to do my roots.
Yeah.
Because it's made it so easy. And the color is amazing.
Yeah. So, very clever.
Yeah,
I like
I'm very, very big fan. I'm a huge fan of these products.
By the way, that mascara you gave me.
How great is it?
It's amazing. I don't even like to wear mascara.
I know
you
don't.
But I tried it because you were saying how great it is and I love it.
Oh my god, it's Maybelline.
It's like a cheapy little mascara, but it is so good. And the wand is great because it bends with your lashes.
Yes.
So,
and you could fan out your lashes.
Yeah.
I guess there was an influencer or content creator that did a TikTok, literally showed her one eye and did it live, because, you know, most of us know that the majority of mascara ads, the people have false eyelashes on.
Right.
And it's a professional makeup artist doing four layers of mascara.
Yeah.
But this girl on TikTok did one layer and she showed you her one eye and she did it in real time.
Yeah.
It is incredible. It's called a Sky High by Maybelline.
Very good. It is
hard to find right this minute, but if you frequent Walgreens or Target, you might get lucky and get in there and get it. It's really amazing.
Very good.
Okay. So this is a product by Redken. And this is another one of those things where I came upon it because of COVID, and My hair is a project. My younger sister has incredible, beautiful, thick, 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 really dark, gorgeous hair. And it's a funny running joke with us. It's like, oh, I can't see you today because today's the day I have to wash my hair because it's a project. It's not as easy as just like jumping in the shower. It's like, oh, I have to blow dry this hair and then I have to flat iron it or something because it's like usually my hair and my sister's even worse. It's like this big, wild, crazy, you know. Zach calls it wedding hair because we got married in Bora Bora. My hair was insane from the humidity. I didn't even try to fight it. I looked like I had like somewhat of a fro, but the pictures look great, but it was out of control.
I never do anything to my hair. I shower, I wash my hair, I condition it, and I walk out and I let it dry wet and everything.
It always looks so good. It is so annoying to me because I remember I asked you early on, have you ever gone to blow dry bar, mm-hmm. which I think is just like the greatest gift. It's like a luxury.
Yeah.
To have someone else blow, like if I could have someone who did something for me, if I could hire someone to do something for me on a constant basis, someone to give me blowouts once a week or once, it would be like, that's my dream to have like someone who does.
I think
does
guys would say the same thing. You also like that?
Totally.
But not a blowout.
Yeah, well, oh my God. You have to remind me of this radio show that I heard the other day about that. But anyway, there's this product that we got a sample of, or I did, you said you didn't, in the Net-a-Porter,
yeah, right.
The 25 Days of Beauty.
The
Advent Calendar. I got this product, Redken No Blow Dry NBD, no big deal. And it says it's an airy cream. So, and it says, you know, air styler, easy dry, natural style, no product feel, no frizz, no. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, like we'll see if this works on my hair. So a couple of weeks ago, I had to go somewhere, did not have a chance to do my whole routine, but I had to wash my hair. It was like day 8 mm-hmm. and it was just like, not even, it should be illegal. I should not be allowed to go out of my house on day 8 without like a top knot or forewarning people. So I took a quick shower and I put this No Blow Dry NBD product in, and my hair was still wavy, but it wasn't frizzy. It was shiny. It smelled good. Oh. And I thought, oh my God, like I'm crazy about this product. This is going to be like a must have, and I'm going to put it up on our websites.
Oh, cool.
But if you have crazy, uncontrollable,
let me see,
thick, I don't know if it would weigh your hair down, because it really truly doesn't weigh my
hair
down.
Airy cream.
It is so fabulous.
Mm, it smells nice.
I'm going to give it to my sister. That'll be the real test. If Mary Jo can get out of the shower and let her hair go crazy with this, then it's the best. But honestly, this is amazing stuff.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to be putting this in Zach's hair too, because he never blow dries his hair anymore. You know, back in the early Aussie days, he blew his hair out before a show. Yeah. He showered it. And then as the years gone by, it's like, we're lucky, you know, he went one tour when he was drinking. He was like, oh, shower or go to a bar. I think I'll go to a bar. He does not blow dry and quaff before.
Oh my God. Gilby takes much longer to get dressed than I do. Like I will take a shower, wash my hair, and have my makeup on and my moisturizer
you
on.
You are
gone
quick.
In like half an hour.
I'm quick too, but if I have to do my hair, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Gilby takes forever. But anyway.
Well, he does have to flat iron his hair.
Yeah.
We learned that about him in
our
newlywed game. That was hysterical.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So
those are my bags of tricks.
Okay.
My
very
bag
good.
Of tricks.
Thank
for
you,
today.
Barb. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Honest AF. And if you have any questions or products or anything that you want us to review or talk about, just hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. HonestAFShow.com is our website. And you can DM us or leave us messages, whatever. Also, make sure to subscribe and review.
And if you have a bad review or a nasty comment, just keep them to yourself. Thank you very much.
Bye. Yeah, otherwise I'll unleash Barb on you. Okay.
I'll use the power of my... you're gone. I'm swiping you away. You're going in internet jail.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it. All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Keep well. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
Bye.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know We are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation. Slaycation.